The London game was a weird game. Started very weird. It was just a very, very weird game. And I addressed my D-line about that, just about how weird these games could be. I remember the game we played in Jacksonville, and it was a sunny day. I mean, great day. I remember it vividly, but it was just a weird aura. And then playing in London, it was just a weird, I can't even explain it. It was just a weird game. And I ain't never beat these guys, so it's just weird, man.
Ed Oliver getting political, using the word weird 9 times in about 20 seconds. Do they have to be weird games when the Bills play the Jaguars? No, they don't have to be. But, yeah, these last two stand out. I'm with Ed. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. Football Friday on WGR. Theo Greminger and Sal Capaccio still to come. And now, for the first time, we welcome BetQL Daily host and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Sam Panayotovich. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the BetQL Daily podcast for more analysis with Sam and Joe Ostrowski. Just search BetQL Daily wherever you find your podcasts. Hi, Sam. Welcome.
You might be the second radio host ever to nail that last name on the first try, buddy.
I rehearsed.
It's a pro's pro over here, Sam.
I can't promise you I will get it right every time, but I hope to, and I rehearsed with my wife in the morning, actually.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Just going to say this out loud a few times.
I can tell you a funny story, actually, just in an attempt to establish a connection with the audience in Buffalo. One of my favorite betting memories is actually moving with a U-Haul from Chicago to Boston, and obviously Buffalo is on the way, driving the U-Haul through a blizzard in western New York and finding out that there was a COVID outbreak at Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship. This was the game when I think Ohio State had 22 players ruled out at the very last minute, and we found out about it before it happened. Like, Chris Olave was ruled out. A bunch of the NFL guys on defense were ruled out. And I'm swerving in a blizzard, driving the U-Haul, trying to bet as much Northwestern plus 17 as I can right outside Buffalo. How about that?
Love it.
That is devotion is what that is. And good job not being paralyzed by having to drive in a blizzard.
It's what you need to do. It's the kind of thing you need to do. You've got to be just always on your toes, right, Sam? I mean, any sort of new potential edge, I mean, there's no time to lose.
Information comes out like crazy, guys. And, you know, Friday afternoon, I'm glad that we're doing this slot because we just got a bunch of breaking news. Joe Mixon doubtful for Week 3 for the Texans. They're calling Jordan Love questionable for the Packers. I don't think he's going to play this week, but next week is certainly possible. And then the biggest story in the last 30 minutes, I'm sure you touched on it, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert, high ankle sprain. He's saying he's, quote, not great. And I would argue you don't want to play a quarterback with a high ankle sprain against Mike Tomlin's defense. So it doesn't look like it's trending up for Justin Herbert. And now Pittsburgh about a 3-point favorite. That line was 1.5 this morning. But to your point, this thing never sleeps. I have some buddies who work in the stock market, and they shut it down every day at 5 o'clock. I can get something at 9:30 at night, and I have to bet it. It never sleeps.
We haven't talked about Herbert in our half an hour so far, but I did pick up Easton Stick in 4 fantasy leagues right before 3 o'clock. I don't know. Is that not the move? Is there someone else?
They've got Easton Stick, and then the other guy is Taylor Heineke, who used to be in Atlanta and Washington.
Right.
Whatever. I mean, whoever goes up... Whoever goes up against Pittsburgh is in for a tough day. Now, are you starting one quarterback or two quarterbacks?
These are two quarterback leagues, and I don't even know if I'm going to have to start them, but just in case. Like, it's a high ankles a month sometimes.
I can't imagine Jim Harbaugh is dumb enough to play Justin Herbert. And when they start talking about guys being doubtful on Friday, that usually means out, at least in my world. So, you know, it's all over social media right now. He's at the podium looking all sexy with his hair and his bad mustache, saying that he's, quote, getting better every day, but the market is saying that he's out. So take that for what you will.
Yeah, I mean, I would mix into that where they're playing, you know, and what the opponent is actually really good at. And, like, that's T.J. Watt, who's been he's been a hellraiser his whole career, but especially already this year. And on the road, hobbled, I mean, forget it. If you're Harbaugh, you got to shut him down at least for this week, I would think.
They have held their opponents in 2 games, the Steelers. They held Atlanta to 10 and Denver to 6, and they have just completely pressurized the pocket. And, you know, you guys have been watching ball a long time. You're AFC guys. Pittsburgh's going to do one thing. When they get the ball, say it's 4th and 1 in the 50, Mike Tomlin's just going to punt it inside the 10 and send the house at you. So whoever's at quarterback for the Chargers, even if it's an unhealthy Herbert with a bad wheel, probably not going to be a big day fantasy-wise.
I mean, the 50 is even a little bit generous. I think he punts that ball from the 40. I mean, that's
maybe the 30.
Maybe even the 30, depending on the wind. Sam Panayotovich, our guest, BetQL. Chargers. Yesterday, talking with Joe, Sam, we spent some time on the Chargers. I'm kind of curious about them to win that division at 4-1. I mean, Kansas City gets so much deferential treatment, and I don't need to be told why, but those are close games. Pacheco, they won't get Hollywood Brown for the whole year. I don't know, with Kelsey. Like, if LA's pretty good, if the playoff odds favor the Chargers, this is before the Herbert thing, I should say, but that's a team that I think the markets think will win 10 games. And I don't mind 4-1 betting that the Chiefs don't.
Well, it's a ballsy bet for sure, because we know how much the refs love Kansas City. Look no further than last Sunday with the PI at the end, which was brutal. I had Cincinnati and I was sweating that thing out because they had total control and then almost blew it at the end and then did blow the game, but not the cover. They're even money to make the playoffs, which I think is probably a better bet, probably more realistic. But if you want to bet them right now to win the division, yeah, you get a great price because of all the expected money and the protection against Kansas City. You can find a 5-1 right now. Does it win? I don't know. But, you know, oftentimes it's not about the bets that win or lose. It's about the bets that put you in a spot to make a better bet. So say you bet the Chargers at 5-1, they rip off 4 straight wins. That 5-1 is gone, and then you could bet Kansas City at a better price.
Right.
So it'll put you in a position potentially to do something bigger. Let's raise the ante, though. What about 30-1 to win the AFC? Is that a dumb bet?
No, it's a 30-1 bet. So I'm listening.
Right.
I'm listening. They play each other next week, by the way.
We both – Sam, my thing with the game – I build – unrealistic parlays and hit on enough of them to keep living, but like I need odds, right? Like anything that looks like a sure thing, oh, forget it. That's not it's just not any fun,
boring.
You know, for me. It's boring. Yeah. So I lose a lot, but when I win, I usually win big. So that's how I roll on the apps.
We'll put that on your tombstone. I lose a lot, but when I win big.
Right.
You know what's funny you bring that up, though, about a price? I got a text this morning from a buddy of mine, not a very good gambler, but he's invested. He actually cares. He asked me, what do you think about Arch Manning to win the Heisman at 12-1? And I almost hung up on him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
The number was 100-1 a month ago. So when you're betting the number at 12 or 14 or 16, it's hysterical now because the two quarterbacks at Texas have basically the same odds, Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning. I think they're going to cannibalize each other. Okay, Arch plays well this week, plays well maybe the next game, but then Quinn Ewers comes back and if you have two quarterbacks for half the season, none of them can win the Heisman. So if you're looking to bet, you know, guys or teams at bad numbers, I don't really know what to tell you. You're not getting the best of the juice.
This is also a Derek Carr tweet, by the way, because we talked about this yesterday, too. He's like 20-1 or something now from, I don't know, infinity to one before the season or something. But I still kind of like it. I mean, I heard what you just said. Maybe it's just sort of bad gambling, but I don't know. Like the Saints have been so good that my guess is they just keep rolling. I mean, there's always the back and forth between what your preseason expectations were and then what a team starts to look like. But when they're this sharp, that tells me that's a team I want to buy into.
I did a bit about 4 years ago. I don't put money on quarterbacks that wear wedding rings. So you might not want to hear that. He still wears the ring on the finger.
Even in election year? Is it Derek Carr is special in election years, though. I don't know what the tail of the tape is. Hi, Nick Bakay. Wow. Between wedding ring versus election year. We should analyze that.
Boy, well, there's a range on him, too. I mean, there's a 40-1 in the market. There's a low end of 20-1. So, look, if you want to bet it, I don't hate it. I hate betting 10-1 when a guy was 100-1. That's for sure. This is a little bit different. I mean, you could still get a 40-1 on Carr. 100 wins you four dimes. That's not the worst bet. I don't know. I mean, are they going to beat Philly? That seems to be. I was talking to a guy in Vegas. He said their number one most bet game so far is that game, and 8 out of every 10 bets in Vegas are on New Orleans. That makes me nervous.
Yeah, I would. That would.
Sam, you already mentioned the Heisman odds, and Joe told us yesterday, I told Mike I was off sick, that we want to dig in on college with you, so we want to save time for that. But we started with NFL, so let's at least get your thoughts on Bills-Jaguars Monday night here. We had a clip of one of the Bills players, Ed Oliver, talking about how weird the games lately against Jacksonville have been. They played a 9-6 game in a year where the Bills were explosive as all get-out on offense. Very weird game. And then London last year. Does that spook you at all? Like, there's been a lot of they're a cornered animal, they're 0-2, the Bills are 2-0, and the matchup has been a problem for the Bills. What do you do with any of that?
I'd probably go under 45.5 in the game. I make numbers on every game. I've got ratings on every team. My final score is 23-17 Buffalo. So that would make you sweat, but it would eke out a cover. But I wouldn't lay 5.5 either. This is coming down to offshore. It's about 5 now. So there's some sharp money coming in on Jacksonville at 6 and 5.5. I don't necessarily love Jacksonville. How about Trevor Lawrence not winning a football game since Thanksgiving weekend of last year? That's insane to me. But I make the game basically 6, and the line's 5.5. I think Buffalo wins. Jacksonville's kind of funky. Could they get in the back door? Of course. I like the under 45.5, and I also think this is maybe the last call to bet Josh Allen for MVP. This was a guy that was 8-9-1 before the season. Hasn't moved that much. I mean, you can still find a 6 or a 7 out there. There's a big narrative with Josh Allen. I don't need to tell you guys. You lose Diggs, you lose Gabe Davis. Not that Gabe Davis is a big loss, but you lose your two best receivers and take a team to a 12-5 or a 13-4 record. You're going to be right there for MVP. So this is probably, if he has a huge game on Monday night when everybody's watching, you're going to see that 6-7-1 go bye-bye on Josh Allen for MVP.
Quickly, Sam, it could rain Monday. Would that move the line much, if at all?
It's not so much the weather, it's the wind. Rain is not necessarily going to drive it down because rain also makes cornerbacks slip. So that could be, you know, better for offense at times. If it's 30-mile-an-hour wind, though, you're going to see that go from 45.5 to 42.5.
Okay, and I don't think that's expected. I wonder about the footing in the parking lot, Bulldog, where the safeties line up. we'll have to check on that, the two high safeties. Sam, Bulldog told you one kind of window into his betting process. On this show every Friday, we each pick one college game. Bulldog's way is to find the absolute biggest spread in the world and take the favorite. And so I'm expecting Ohio State maybe today or something like that. Mine is, did I hear, and I don't really follow it that closely, did I hear anything bad about a team this week? Have I noticed there's like a narrative that this one team is bad? I did this with Oregon last week off of their loss, and then they covered against Oregon State. So I try to find that one team and then pick them. Do you have any, you know, we've just met, so don't be too mean or anything. Any thoughts on any of this?
Look, I'm at your front door, so I can't throw shade at it yet, but give me a couple of weeks. I think, you know, that would have fit the Notre Dame angle last week, right? Oh, Notre Dame's cooked, and then they win by a million points.
Yep.
I can tell you this. My favorite bet of the week is Oklahoma State. I don't think Cam Rising is healthy. There was a report today that he might play, but it sounds like he's having a hard time gripping the football. And Mike Gundy, since 2005, is the most profitable college football coach in the country. You could take Oklahoma State plus one at home against Utah. Rising might play, but he's nowhere near 100%.
Very good. Thank you, Sam. We're glad to have you in the family here, and we'll look forward to talking again next Friday.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. That was the host of BetQL Daily, Sam Panayotovich, Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. I like them.
Me too.
And I'm probably taking Oklahoma State.
Although I didn't get to I do like those big spreads, but my system this year, I tweaked it a little. Rather than just look for the top seeded teams with the big spreads, I'm looking for a team that's not quite Ole Miss. That's how I landed on Ole Miss 2 weeks ago, and it's like the only pick I got right last week. I think I won one other game in week one. They're like not in the Georgia, Alabama tier of the SEC, but they're fifth in the nation and they're good. And they're the kind of team to me that's just going to keep going pedal down because they know they have to keep pace, you know, aesthetically with the bigger dogs in the league. So that's a team with a big spread again this week. I think they're hosting Georgia Southern. I'm right there. Because like,
back on Ole Miss.
I think they're just going to keep going. They're going to try to beat everybody they can 70 to nothing. Because they need all of that.
That's really the sportsmanship principle we grew up learning about.
Right.
4 o'clock, Theo Greminger, fantasy football. We've got Sal Capaccio in the 5 o'clock hour. Bills and Jaguars Monday night. It is, from what I'm looking at on my app here, 80% of chance of rain during the day and a little bit windy, no 30 miles per hour, but 10 to 15. And that's just, you know, generally Monday. Not specific yet.
All right.
It's not sponsored unless it's the pregame show. So there's no reason for me to want to be specific.
Don't get hour by hour yet.
No, we're not going to do that. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Friday continues next. This is WGR.